It's Countdown to Copenhagen with Joanna Ride.
Well, can you believe that we've only got 1 week left? In a few minutes, I'll be talking to Eurovision superfan Sheila Fitzpatrick. But first, he's back for the last 6 songs in our Eurovision review. It is Ray Kiley. He's back, and it's our final 6 songs. Oh, Ray,
here we are. That was a quick few weeks now. We got through them fairly quickly.
We did, but it's not the end of you. You'll be back talking about
I will be back for sure. Absolutely, yes, with my notes.
Lovely. Yeah. We love your notes. Right, we're going to get into it straight away here today.
Let's go.
We're going to go with Spain.
Dancing.
Now, the song is Dancing in the Rain, and you'll know Ruth Lorenzo from X Factor.
X Factor, that's right. This song, from the first minute I heard it, I absolutely love it. I can't say enough. She sounds like Cyndi Lauper in this song. There's a Cyndi Lauper song, I can't think of the name of it, but she's identical, and maybe that's why I like it so much. But it's another one of these dual language songs, which there's a few of them this year now. Out of all the dual language songs, this is the best.
I didn't like it at first, I'll be honest, but the more I've listened to it, the more I like Root. Probably Spain's best song in a long, long time.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, we're going to move on to one of the favourites here, Sweden. Sanna Nielsen and Undo.
Now here's another one from the first listen. I absolutely love this as well. And Sigurd Lover, like, she's after trying 7 times in the, what's it called?
Melody Fest.
Yeah. She looks brilliant. The video is great. I think it's a brilliant song. Really.
I like it. Yeah. But I just don't think it has the same oomph as Euphoria.
No, certainly doesn't. But I don't know.
It's still a contender.
I think so.
Right, we'll move on, and Switzerland.
Want me to go? Because I think I'm lying,
Now it's Seb Belter and it's Hunter of Stars.
Now this is actually catchy. I like this, right? It is catchy instantly when I heard it. It stuck in my head. But sometimes it's a bit hard to understand because he's not fluent in English, apparently. He's fluent in Italian. And half the stuff he's saying, it may as well be in Italian, because you can't really understand it.
This is one of the ones I skip, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's shite.
It's okay. It's a bit annoying after a few times, but you can't deny it's catchy. I think it's catchy. It's the whistling sticks in my head.
Right, our next one is the Netherlands. So the song is called Calm After the Storm and it is by The Common Linnets.
Now this is very American country. This is what's kind of big in America all the time, this type of country music. I'll be honest, I started listening to these songs and they were mixed in with some other songs, and when this came on I didn't even know it was part of the Eurovision selection. Didn't say Eurovision to me at all. Not that that's a bad thing, but I just think it's a bit too sleepy, and it's like country music over in this side of the world doesn't really
unless
do a
it's
lot.
Remixed by Avicii.
Exactly, which this is clearly not.
No. Right, we don't hold much hope for the Netherlands. We'll move on to the Ukraine. Now, the song is called TikTok and it's by Maria Yeremchuk. Now, obviously Ukraine, there's some issues going on there right now.
Just a few, yeah. It's another one of these grand songs. There we use the word again. It's lacking something. I don't know, to me, it's just not finished. It's not ready. I don't know. I can't explain it. It's grand. It's typical Eurovision-y type of song, but it's no gravity.
I would say it's no gravity. Not a, this is another, for me, the exact same thing. Grand, yeah. No gravity. Yeah. We're going to end our final song, Ray, is the United Kingdom.
This is a madness. I'm not giving in. We're shining like diamonds. We fight in our bones.
Now this is Molly with Children of the Universe.
Yes, now first time I saw this, I saw it when she performed it live for the very first time, and I turned it off after about 30 seconds. I thought it was terrible. Absolutely awful. Didn't bother listening to it. And then went back to it when I heard when the studio version came out, and now I absolutely love it. Can't say. I just really, really, really like it.
I'm the same. I think it's probably one of my favourites. Actually, I put money on this one too.
Really? You know, it's actually one of the best the UK has sent in a long, long, long time.
I would argue it's probably as good as Jade Ewan, if not better, and probably the best going back to Katrina and her waves.
I would agree there now. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's really, really good. My own opinion, there's something about her in her voice, dare I say, she has a kind of a Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, God. Doesn't bode well, does it?
I don't know, is that a good or a bad thing, but there's something in her voice. I really think it's brilliant, and I'd love to see it doing well.
Me too. Yeah. So, Ray, your favourite from this week? You have a few to choose from.
I do. This was a good week. Well, there was like three really, really, really good ones. But I have to say, out of everything I keep going back to and listen to all the time is Spain.
Okay, so I'm going to pick the United Kingdom.
To be honest, Spain, Sweden and the UK, it's very hard to pick. But just because of what I really, really like, it's definitely Spain for me.
Right, so that's really it
that's
now.
Really it for
Grant. Okie dokie.
Okay.
Bye. Right, so I'm joined on the line by someone who has been a hero of mine for many years. It's Sheila Fitzpatrick. How are you, love?
Hi, Jojo, you're such a charmer.
Oh, will you stop? Over the years, every time I think of Eurovision, I think of you. You are Miss Eurovision here in Ireland.
Well, I'm a massive fan of the Eurovision, and my drag career, if you'd like to call it a career, has been based on Eurovision. I'll always try and include a couple of Eurovision numbers, and, you know, it's something that goes down well. In certain places, some people get it, some people don't, but you know what? I always say, if you like it, just go with it and hope for the best.
This is it. Come here, what do you think of this year's Cream?
Oh, do you want me to be honest?
I want you to be deadly honest, Sheila. That's what we do here.
Deadly honest. I think it's one of the weakest Eurovisions in, I'd say, 10 or 12 years overall.
Going back to Latvia and Estonia.
Exactly. I think it's as bad as those. I think they were 2001, 2002. Just, I think it's just been very mediocre. There's no runaway winner. Now, I think that could actually bode well for the actual the voting side of things, because like we all know, the last couple of years it's been like fairly clear cut, five or six juries in who's going to win. So I think this year that might be exciting. I think you know, there's no standout winner. There's a couple of all right songs, but there's a few there that are just tense, and you're like, oh my god, what were you thinking? But I think the voting will be quite exciting this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a surprise winner. I know there's favourites out there with the fans and whatever, but most of the people voting on the Saturday night aren't going to be real Eurovision fans. They're going to just tune in and vote for what they think is the best in the night. So I think we could be in for a shock winner this year.
In terms of the shock winners now, could you give us names?
I think the Ukraine could be a shock winner. I think Israel. The big fan favourite, of course, is Sweden. Now, I'm a fan. I actually quite like it. But I don't know, will it grab people's attention that much? It's a bit slow. It's a bit dark. It's a bit depressing, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
So I don't know, will the Joan Joseph in public go for something like that? Then you have the likes of Greece, I think, has sort of flown under the radar this year. And if you put it on, it's very instant. It's something that could catch you straight away. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that doing well. Hungary, another one, very modern. Again, the whole tone of the song is a bit depressing. But I think that the story behind that, the general public won't get that. And again, that's just the fans that would follow what the story is about. But as a song, I think it could do well. And your man's sort of cute, so that never.
Well, that's always good,
know,
yeah.
That's always good. It's never a hassle.
Another one that has also been suggested as a potential winner is Austria.
Conchita.
Now, I want to get your opinion on this, Sheila.
No, I'll be honest. I think as a song, to me, it's very James Bondy, a bit old-fashioned. But, my God, can she sing? Well able to sing. I think the staging on this will be key. The fact that she's a man with a drag queen with a beard I don't care about that. Fair play or whatever, but just if she can sing the song and perform it, I think that could be a surprise qualifier and a surprise top 10. I cannot see her winning with the likes of, should we say, the Eastern European, the Russians, or the Russian, whatever happened to vote for it. I can't see it doing well there, but I think it's she's going to get a good result, there's no doubt about it.
So if you were to put money on something right now, Sheila, what would it be?
If I put money on something right now, I would put it on Sweden, Romania, the United Kingdom.
Well, they're two of the ones I've put money on. I didn't think Sweden was worth a bet at 2-1. So I put Romania and the United Kingdom each way. And who else was it? I had someone else. Oh, Austria. I have put money on Austria.
To win?
No, for top three.
Top three, yeah. I wouldn't think that's money well spent now as well, yeah. I don't think you're too far off the mark, but come here. Who knows? Look at last year. I thought after the semi-final and the performance in the final, Ireland, it was coming home.
Yeah.
There was nothing going to stop us. We were all on a high and then finished last.
Well, this
Who
is
would
it.
Have thought it?
Well, also, I was pointing out to people in 2011, at this time, Azerbaijan were only six favourites.
Yes.
So they came out of nowhere. So I reckon.
They did. That was the year in Dusseldorf, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was there. We were in Dusseldorf for that one. And I remember seeing Azerbaijan in the semi final on the Tuesday night. And, you know, you get to CD before and you listen to songs. Like, yeah, it's grand. But when I saw that being performed, I was like, yeah, that's the one to beat.
Yeah.
We were in the semi-final then, I think, on the Thursday night, Ireland, and we qualified from that. And we were dressed rehearsal on Friday. And for me, the Azerbaijan song stood out. As a performance, not so much the song or the singing, but as a performance, it really, really worked. And I could see why they won. But yet there's people say, oh my God, it's the worst Eurovision winner ever. I think we've had worse than that now.
Yeah, I would agree. Again, going back to Latvia and Estonia.
Latvia and Estonia, here we go again, yeah.
Well, Sheila, it's been fantastic having you on, and I'm sure we'll be touching base before the big day.
Yes, Jojo, let's keep ourselves all nice and calm now. And, you know, we'll all give out about Ireland, but we'll still root for them.
Yes, I'll have my flag. No, really, I will.
Thanks very much.
Bye, Sheila. Thank you.
Bye, love. Bye, 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 bye.
So that's all for today. I'll be back on Wednesday when we'll be talking about the first semi-final. That's on Tuesday evening. Remember, you can keep up to date with me and what I'm saying on Twitter at Joanna Ride, or you can look at my website www.joannaride.com. So yeah, enjoy Tuesday night and I will talk to you after it. Bye.